弟兄姐妹平安。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
出去两个礼拜讲到，今天回来心里非常高兴。
I've been out preaching for the past 2 weeks, and I'm very happy to be back here today.
我们来读两段圣经。
Turn to two scripture passages.
一段在旧约，一段在新约。
We have a passage from the Old Testament and one from the New.
旧约我们看列王记上第四章第二十九到三十节。
From the Old Testament, we will be reading from 1 Kings chapter 4, verses 29 and 30.
列王记上四章二十九到三十节。
1 Kings 4, 29 and 30.
很短，所以我们同声来念，是用中文念，然后同声来英文念。
It's a short passage, so let us all read it together, first in Chinese and then in English.
列王记上第四章第二十九节，我们重新来念。神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心，如同海沙不可测量。所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧。到这里。
First Kings 4:29-30. God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight and a breadth of understanding as measureless as the sand on the seashore. Solomon's wisdom was greater than the wisdom of all the men of the East and greater than all the wisdom of Egypt.
还有一处在新约的哥林多后书。
And the second passage is from 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第六章十一到十三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 11 through 13.
同样的，我们一样的，我们来用中文同声来念，然后英文来同声来念。
And again, we will read it together in Chinese first and then in English.
哥林多后书第六章第十一节，我们来念。哥林多人啊，我们向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的，你们狭窄原不在乎我们，是在乎自己的心肠狭窄。你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这话正像对自己的孩子说的。
2 Corinthians 6:11-13. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affection from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak as to my children. Open wide your hearts also.
我们现在做个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
当我们早上的时候来到你的面前。
This morning we come into your presence.
我们有一颗敬拜你的心。
We have a heart of worship.
我们谢谢你今天用祷告用诗歌已经准备我们的心。
We thank you that through our prayers and through the songs, you prepared our hearts.
现在我们要用神的话语来滋润我们的心。
Now we want to use your own words to come and nourish our souls.
但愿我们刚刚读的经能够帮助我们了解神你自己的心意。
May the scripture, may your own scripture reveal to us your own will.
你要你的孩子都有一颗宽宏的心，广大的心。
You want your children, you want us to have a wide open heart.
求主今天用这么短短的时间来思考为什么我们要有一颗宽宏广大的心。
With the time that we have this morning, allow us to come to understand why we need to have such an open heart.
为什么要有这样的心才能够讨你的喜悦。
And why is it that we need to have such a heart in order to please
you? 在圣经中有些什么人他们有这样的心会讨你的喜悦。
Who in the Bible have such a heart?
主啊，我们谢谢你今天把这个时间交在你的手中。
You give the fallen time in your hand.
求你从头到尾掌管这个教会的会场。
May you be in control in our meeting.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray.
Amen. Amen. 我们常常听说，我们向神求这个求那个。
We know that we often hear people talk about asking God for this and for that.
我们求神赐下健康、财富、房子、爱情和各样特别需要的东西。
We ask God for health. We ask God for wealth. We ask God for houses. We ask God even for love.
但是很少人听说我们求神给我们赐一个广大的心、宽宏的心。
But we don't often hear of people who are asking God for a wide open heart.
似乎广大的心、宽宏心对人没什么用处一样的。
It's as if a wide open heart has no benefit.
因为一提到广大的心，你就想到是不是叫我去饶恕人呢？
Because when we talk about a wide open heart, is that referring to having to forgive others?
这个人对我这么大的伤害，这个人我怎么能够原谅他呢？
If a person has hurt me so much, how can I forgive?
这个人这样的对不起我，难道要我用广大的心去包容他吗？
If this person has wronged me, should I then forgive him through my wide open heart?
但是圣经中有许多的很重要的人物，他们的心就是一样，有着宽宏广大的心。
But if we look at the characters from the Bible, we can see that many of them do have this wide open heart.
他给我们很好的榜样。
They give us a great example.
值得我们好好的思想，我们要不要要跟随着向神求这个心。
And with their example, we should be able to know whether or not we ought to ask God for such a heart.
我今天用四个人物来放在你们众人面前。
Today I'd like to present to you four such characters.
第一个人物就是大卫王。
First one is King David.
我们来读一节圣经，看看他的心，在诗篇第四篇第一节。
Let's look at a passage, and this would be from Psalm chapter 4, verse 1.
诗篇第四篇第一节是大卫王的祷告。
This is a prayer of King David.
让我来念，你显我为义的神啊，我呼吁的时候，求你应允我，我在困苦中，你曾使我宽广，现在求你怜恤我，听我的祷告。
Answer me when I call you, O my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Be merciful to me.And hear my prayer.
很奇怪，他在困苦中求神叫他宽广。
And it's interesting that in his distress, he's asking God to give him relief.
如果你读这个大卫的历史，他在早期的时候被他的岳父，很奇怪啊，岳父扫罗王到处追杀，一路逃窜。
If you read the history of David in the scripture, you'll see that in the early part of his life, he had been pursued by his father-in-law who wants to have his life.
后来到晚期的时候，居然被他的儿子亚撒龙叛变，要追杀他。
Then the latter part of his life, he was pursued by his own son, Absalom, who wants to have his life.
他的一生，他真正知道什么叫做困苦。
So he knows through his own life what it means to be distressed.
什么叫做生命受到威胁？
And what it means to have his life threatened.
但是奇妙的，他在困苦中不求神给我力量，把这敌人打死，把这敌人杀光。
But in his distress, what he prayed to God was not for him to have victory over his enemies or to have his enemies destroyed, but rather,
也没有求神说自哀自怜神啊，你看我为你做这么多事情呢，这个事怎么遭遇到我身上？
Of course, we don't see him complaining to God or feeling pity for himself, asking God, Lord, I've done all these things for you. Why is it that I'm suffering?
反而祷告神，说神啊，求你在我的困苦中叫我宽广，我可以饶恕、包容我的敌人。
But instead, he asks for relief in his distress so that he will be able to have the ability to even forgive his enemies.
大卫之为大卫，就是和所有的君王不同。
David as a king is a king like no other.
他所有人生的所谓的酸甜苦辣都尝过。
He's tasted all that life can offer him.
可是他的心胸越来越宽广。
But even through his difficulties and trials that he experienced, his heart became broader and broader.
他可以容忍，他可以不骄傲。
He is able to be patient or to endure, and he is not pride.
他有各方面的才能，又会写诗，又会做唱歌，又会打仗，什么都来。
He is like a Renaissance man who can write. He can write poetry. He can sing songs. And from a military standpoint, he could lead battles and win wars.
他从来没有看不起人。
But he has never looked down upon anyone.
他一国之君礼贤下士，对所有他的下面的臣下和勇士们都非常好。
You can see he treats all those who work for him very, very well, whether it be his soldiers, his generals, or all the officials in his courts are being very well treated by him.
他心胸很宽大，虚怀若谷，所以很多人很愿意亲近他。
And he just has a very wide and a broad and open heart in a way that he treats others, so many people are willing to come close and come close to him.
愿意做他的部下，也愿意做他的勇士，愿意他做他的臣子。
There are many who are willing to serve him.
如果你们看圣经历代至上 Chronicles, the first Chronicles, 第二十五章、二十六章、二十七章三章，圣经用三章的篇幅讲他所有他的部下的名单都写得这么清楚。
You can read in 1 Chronicles chapter 25, 26, and 27 where it lists, the Bible uses three chapters to list all the people that served under King David.
有这么多人就心甘乐意的被他这个广阔胸怀的这个君王所任用。
All these people, they are willing on their own behalf to serve under this king who has such a broad and open heart.
其他所有的君王没有这样子的说把他的臣子的名字给写下来。
We don't see any other king or, who the scripture uses to list all the names of those who serve him.
第二个人我们要提出来就是所罗门王。
The second person we want to use as an example is King Solomon.
所罗门王当然我们都知道是大卫的儿子。
Of course, we all know that King Solomon is the son of King David.
我们刚刚也念过列王记上第四章说神赐给所罗门王极大的智慧聪明和广大的心。
We read in 1 Kings chapter 4 where it refers to King Solomon that God gave him wisdom and a very great insight and a breadth of understanding.
我们都知道那个故事。
We know the story.
就是所罗门王做了王以后。
After King Solomon became a king,
他第一件事也向王献祭。
The first thing he did was he made an offering to God.
他当天晚上神就在梦中向他显现。
And that very night, God appeared to him in a vision.
对他说，所罗门啊，你要我赐给你什么？
God said to King Solomon, "What would you have me grant you?"
就所罗门对神说，求你赐给我智慧，让我可以能够辨别是非，去判断众民的事。
And King Solomon asked, "Would you give me wisdom so I can?" I can decide between right and wrong, so I can judge my people properly.
神就很喜悦，他说：“你不为自己求寿，也不为自己求富，也不为自己求灭绝敌人的性命。”
And so God was pleased with Solomon's answer. God said, "I am pleased with what you've asked because you did not ask for a long life. You did not ask for wealth, and you did not ask for defeat of your enemies.
你只求智慧可以听诉讼，我就应允你。不但应允你聪明智慧，我要让你像世上从无古来以前以后都没有人像你这么样的聪明和智慧。
Because you ask for wisdom in order to judge my people appropriately, therefore I will grant you what you ask, and in fact your wisdom will be like no other.No other before you or after you will ever be as wise as you.
然后就是我刚刚念的，就是说不但给你极大的聪明智慧，还给你一个广大的心。
Then besides the wisdom that God would give him, The verse that we read also says that God will give them great insight and a breadth of understanding.
各位弟兄姊妹，一个人聪明智慧，如果心胸狭窄的话，实在不能成大事。
Brothers and sisters, if anyone has any wisdom, but yet they are very close-minded, they cannot accomplish much.
同样的，如果一个人心胸狭窄的话，我们什么事业的确也做不出来。
In fact, if anyone was close-minded, even within their career, they cannot accomplish much.
你们想想看，所罗门王要治理这么大辽阔的国土，和那像海边这沙一样多的这些子的人民，他需要什么呢？
Think about it. Solomon has to oversee and rule such a vast nation, and that extended from the desert all the way to the ocean. What would he need in order to rule properly?
而且不只是当地的以色列民，而且还有推罗、西顿王、示巴的女王都来朝拜他。
Not only his own people, but all the kings of the surrounding nations and the surrounding kingdoms had come to pay tribute to him.
他实在需要一个广大的心胸。
He needs a wide heart in order to accept
them. 不但能够容纳这些不同的种族的子民。
Not only does he have that wide open heart to accept the people from foreign lands,
而且要追求更新的变化，超越他父亲大卫王的格局。
But he even has to have a new renewing of his mind in order to surpass the kingdom that his father David had built.
为了这个需要，神就赐给他极大的智慧和广大的心。
And because of that need, God gave him the great wisdom and also this breadth of understanding.
所以所罗门王的一生，他都不固执，他有开放的心胸，能够听取各种不同的意见。
And so that is why Solomon is able throughout his life as a king that he is able to accept and hear the opinions and advice from different people.
然后用他的智慧把他个人意见综合成他所需要的这件意见。
And through his own wisdom, he's able to process all these opinions and ideas and be able to render his own decision.
所以一个有宽广心胸的人能够看得很阔，能够想得很远。
So a person who has a breadth of understanding and a wide open heart has the ability to see far ahead and also be able to have a breadth in their vision.
这个事情其实在我们传福音给人家听的时候，我们发现很需要一个智慧和广大的心。
And so we see this also as we share the gospel to a people. Because in order to be successful, we need to have a far-reaching sight as well as a breadth of understanding.
我读两处圣经看到我们需要这样的装备。一处在哥罗西书第一章第二十八节。
There are two verses that supports this, and the first is in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
哥罗西书一章二十八节，我们传扬他，就是耶稣基督啊，是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神的面前。
Colossians 1, verse 28. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ.
所以这里面要用智慧把个人带到神的面前。
So here we see that we need to teach everyone with all wisdom in order to present them before Christ.
而且要完完全全的带到神的面前，不是带到你我的面前。
Not only do we bring them before Christ, we bring them perfectly before Christ. It's not to say that we bring them to ourselves.
所以越用智慧和广大的心去教导，去传福音。
And so we must be able to teach and share the gospel with wisdom and also with a broad heart.
还有一个地方，请你们看《哥林多前书》第九章第十九到二十一节。
The second passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 20.
哥林多前书九章第十九到二十一节到二十二节啊，我来念一听。我虽是自由的，无人辖管。然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。 像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人。像律法下的人，我就虽不在律法以下，还是做律法下的人，为要得律法下的人。像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法之下。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人。像什么样做怎么样的人，我就做怎么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。凡我所行的，都是为着福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
1 Corinthians 9:19-23. Though I'm free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews I became like the Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so that to win those not having the law. To the weak I became weak, to win the weak, I have become all things to all men, so that by all the possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing.
这一段经文综合了所谓智慧和广大的心去保罗去劝人。
So this passage summarizes the need for both wisdom and a broad and open heart for Paul to share the gospel.
他没有一成不变的去传福音。
He does not share the gospel with only one method.
你看，他说我要得犹太人，我要得律法下的人，我要得没有律法的人，我要得这样人，得那样人。他说无论如何，我总要救些人。
He says that he wants to win the Jews and win those who are under the law, win those who are not under the law. He wants to win this type of person, that type of person. And he says, my purpose, no matter what I do, is so that some might be saved.
换句话说，只要你要服侍神和去传福音的心，就可以拥抱世上的罪人。
In other words, if you have a desire to share the gospel and to love the unsaved, you will be able to accept and wrap your arms around those people who are sinners in this world.
总要与人同得这福音的好处。
The purpose is so that with others we may receive the blessing from the gospel.
我的思想，什么叫世上的罪人？
What does it mean? What is the word? What does the phrase "sinners of this world" mean?
世上罪人是不是包括那些同性恋啊，艾滋病的人啊，吸毒的、卖淫的、欺骗人的骗子，监狱里面的犯人都是罪人吗？
Sinners in this world, of course, includes those people who are homosexuals, people who use drugs, people who steal, people who are in prostitution, people who are thieves, of course, people who are in prison because of the crimes they committed.
各位弟兄，这些话说得很容易，做得很难啊。
It's easy to say, but it's very difficult to do.
因为我们有多年建立的道德观、是非观，我们很不愿意和这些人打交道，和他亲近。
Because we have a preconceived notion, maybe it's the way that we were brought up. Our morality tells us that we don't want to have anything to do with such people.
难道我们教会就是一个和那些罪人划清界限，你们可不要进我们教会来吗？
Is a church the place where we draw the line and we say you're not the type of people who are welcomed in the church?
难道这些罪人就没有办法我们去和他们去把福音传给他们吗？
Are these sinners people that we are unable to share the gospel to?
如果我们的心胸是这么狭小，
If we're so narrow-minded,
我们才是圣洁的。
And we consider ourselves those who are holy.
你们是肮脏的，我们和你们没有什么关系。
Because you're filthy and we have nothing to do with you.
我相信福音就不能够去打倒这些人。
If that's our attitude, then gospel will not be reached to these people.
我常常说，我们就要向神求他赐给我一个广大的心。
So we need to say, that we want to ask God to give us an open heart.
一颗像保罗一样说，凡我所行的都是为着福音的缘故，为又为要人得的同得的福音的好处。
A heart that says to us, as Paul did, that everything that I do would be for the sake of the gospel, so that we may all share in its blessing.
其实教会不是一个社会的一个雏形，一个雏形，一个小社会吗？
Isn't the church a microcosm of the larger society?
其实教会里面有弟兄姊妹，你能够说你是什么什么？我就不能够让你进来我们这个教会吗？
Can we as a church say we draw the line and there are people that we accept and there are people we reject?
我自己在2000年开始在这个教会里面做全世界的传道人。
I started serving in this church in 2000 as a full-time minister.
我开始的时候也不愿意和这种人打交道。
At first, I did not want to have any contact with these type of people as well.
老实讲，那时我也不知道怎么样去传福音给他们听。
The fact is, at that time, I did not really know even how to share the gospel with them.
我太太就跟我讲，你怎么所有的朋友都是基督徒啊？
So my wife asked me, how come all of your friends are Christians?
我说不是基督徒，怎么人还是还有什么人呢？
And of course, I said, well, if my friends are not Christians, who should they be?
后来我慢慢慢慢，12年之后。我真是学习神给我，慢慢慢我的心就宽广，慢慢慢我的心就宽广。
And after 12 years, and slowly, I learned to open up my heart.
我不敢说我有大卫王的宽广。
I can't say that I have a wide open heart as David.
我也不敢说像所罗门王的宽广。
I can't say that it's even as wide open as King Solomon.
将来我们还等一下讲到保罗还以撒的宽广，我都没有这个资格。
We will talk about the Apostle Paul and Isaac, but I can't say that I'm even like them.
但是神使我没有选择。
But God caused me to not have a choice.
如果这个人他有这方面的缺陷和罪的话，我要去帮助他。
If a person has sin in this particular area of his or her life, I need to go and help them.
我的确跟那些HIV positive 的人祷告。
I do pray for people who are HIV positive.
我记得在泰国，这个人脸是灰的，灰色的。
I remember when I was in Thailand encountering a person whose facial complexion is gray.
我的确没有拉到他手祷告，我在他肩膀上在为他祷告。
I didn't hold his hand to pray for him, but I did put my hand on his shoulder to pray for him.
当他把衣服一脱下来。要我帮他擦药的时候，我吓坏了。
When he took off his clothes and asked me to put medication on him, I was afraid.
他的皮肤病厉害到全个背没有一寸的皮肤是好的。
Because he has the disease has caused the entire back, his entire back, to have as if it's openly wounded.
而且还臭臭的味道。
And also it smells.
你难道说，如果你做了擦药吗？
And do I cover my mouth and then put medicine on him?
说神啊，求你让我有一颗像主耶稣在那个海边，加利利海边看见那些人像牧人羊群没有牧人一样，他就怜悯他的心，让我给我这个心。
And so I ask God to give me a heart such as the heart of Christ when he was along the Sea of Galilee, on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and he saw the people and he had compassion for them.
我就替那个人把整个背用了十几分钟的时间全部擦满了。
And so I took some 10 minutes and I put on the medicine on his back.
这个人很奇怪，擦完了以后他马上把衣服穿上去，我说哎不要不要穿不要穿，可是让他用一下时间。
And this person, after the medicine is put on his back, he then quickly put on his clothes. I had to ask him, you probably want to wait for the medicine to take some time to take effect before you put on your clothes.
他说我还要去，我还要去做生意啊。
He says, I need to go now because I have business to tend to.
我说，我们来做祷告，我就做了很长的祷告，希望那个药在背上有点效用。
So I asked him, why don't we pray? And so I actually prayed for a long time because I wanted that medicine to do some work on his back.
第三个人是保罗。
The third person is the Apostle Paul.
就是我们刚刚我们读到的哥林多后书第六章第十一到十三节。
That's the passage we read from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 11 through 13.
我再念一遍。哥林多人啊，我们是保罗和提摩太，向你们口是张开的，心是宽宏的，你们的狭窄原不在乎我们，就是不是我因为我们的缘故，是在乎自己的心胸狭窄。你们也要照样用宽宏的心报答我，我这些话正像对自己的孩子说的。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 11 through 13 again. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians, as open and opened wide our hearts to you. We are not withholding our affections from you, but you are withholding yours from us. As a fair exchange, I speak to you as my own children. Open wide your hearts also.
的确，保罗是个心胸很扩大的人。
Indeed, Paul is a person with a wide open heart.
他对待那些哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹，像一个父亲对待孩子一样。
When Paul was speaking to the believers in the church in Corinth, he's speaking to them as if they were his own children.
他心里面很宽广，所以他们对他们充满着爱。
Because he has this wide open heart, he was filled with love when he spoke to them.
但是他看到弟兄姊妹不对的地方，他也像父亲责备他的孩子一样责备。
However, when he sees any wrongdoings, he will rebuke the Corinthians just as a father rebukes his own children.
各位弟兄姊妹，保罗在这里讲了一句很重要的话。
Paul here said something very important.
请你们看第十三节。
Let's see verse 13.
你们也要照样。用宽宏的心报答我。
He says, as a fair exchange, open wide your hearts also to me.
这个要求是不是过分了一点？
Is this too much to ask?
这些哥林多人，他们的心肠是这样的狭窄，怎么能够用宽宏的心去报答保罗呢？
The believers in Corinth, they're so narrow-minded that they do not know or do not want to even share what they have to accept Paul into their midst.
所以我就去读圣经里面的各种的参考书。
And so I went and found my reference book so that I may try to understand.
我看了一个 commentary by Warren Wiersbe, 他所写的。
I read a commentary by Warren Wiersbe.
他说保罗绝不是要他们自己使自己的心胸
He says, Paul is not asking the Corinthians to open up their hearts by themselves.
因为他们根本办不到。
Because it was impossible for them to do so.
保罗要祈求神在这些人的心中动工。
Paul is asking God to work in the hearts of the Corinthians.
只有那位建造人心的建筑师在那些被过最摧残过这个之后只留下一个小房间，你们可以重建他们的一个建筑物。
Because he needs to pray to the architect who is the architect of life, who is then able to build from the very small life that these new Christians has, so that they may grow.
神会在他们的残破的这个身体的灵魂上，再建立一个爱神也爱人的灵魂。
So that though their souls and their lives may have been damaged because of their sins and suffering, but yet through Christ they may be built up again.
这话对我们也是非常有一样的功效，一样的说法。
And of course, this applies to ourselves as well.
神怎么能够要求我们去有个宽宏广大的心去爱人呢？
How can God require us to have a wide open heart to love and care for others?
我们一辈子都是这么狭窄，心胸狭窄。
Throughout our lives, we have always been so narrow-minded.
我们都是一辈子这么斤斤计较。
Because we always want to look for what is the benefit of ourselves.
外面看起来不错，心里面小小的很。
Although we may seem to be generous from the outside, but we're really all very stingy.
实在是中国人讲一句话，精得像猴一样，精得要死。
And Chinese has a saying that you're like a monkey.
的确如此，我们实在对很多事情 了解的一文钱一就算得清清楚楚。
That's how we are. When we treat everything, we look at its cost and we count every penny.
我们怎么能够有个宽宏的心去爱神、爱人，还要爱那些艾滋病的，还要爱那些同性恋的人？
How can we then walk out of our narrow-mindedness and learn to love those people who are sinners and love those who are homosexuals and love those who have HIV?
这个中间就两方面。
And there are two things, I think.
一个是我们要立定心智去做这个事。
Number one is that we need to be determined.
第二就是神就看到你的心智，他来帮助你完成。
And secondly is that upon seeing your determination, God will help you to accomplish it.
神要让我们心里心甘情愿的降服在神的面前。
God wants us to come before Him and completely obey Him.
他就会动工了。
And if we are willing to obey Him, then He will work in our
hearts. 你们就看到神在我们身上奇妙的作为产生。
And we can see the work of God in our lives.
忽然间我们就不会老是只想自己、自私和自己家人而已。
All of a sudden, we're no longer only concerned about ourselves or our own family.
忽然间我们就关怀别人的需要，看见人家的软弱。
And suddenly we readily see the needs of others, and suddenly we're able and willing to go and help
people in need.
And we appreciate the contributions that others
make. And
we can start to see the positive things in others. Otherwise, we're always critical and we only see others' downsides. Always thinking that others wrong us.
老是觉得我比他们棒，我棒。
Always thinking that others are better than yourself.
各位弟兄姊妹，一个弟兄，一个基督徒外面有谦卑的态度。
Christians ought to have an appearance of humility.
里面有温柔宽广的心，一定会讨神的喜悦。
And if inside we also have a gentle spirit, then that will be pleasing to God.
所以保罗说，你们要同样的用宽广的心来报答我和提摩太我们。
And so that's why Paul says, asks the Christians from Corinth to also, in exchange, treat them with a wide open heart.
所以保罗说，我这样说是因为我是你们属灵的父亲，对自己的孩子这样说。
Paul says, I speak this to you because I am your spiritual father.
我们最后讲第四个人就是以撒。
The fourth person is Isaac.
在圣经的新约里面，希伯来书第十一章是很有名的信心之章。
In a book in the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 11 is a very well-known chapter. It's called the chapter of faith.
这里记载了许多的信心伟人的名字。
In this chapter, the Bible records many of the names of the people who are considered as heroes of faith.
其中居然有以撒的大名在里面。
And we even see the name Isaac being listed.
有许多人不明白为什么以撒名列在这个以撒这些信心的伟人。
Many do not understand why the name Isaac is listed as one who has faith.
似乎他没有什么经做什么轰轰烈烈的大事，伟大的事迹。
Because it does not seem like Isaac had accomplished any great deeds.
以撒也没有像他父亲亚伯拉罕那么样的做了很多事情，成为信心之父。
Isaac was nothing like his father Abraham, who through many of his accomplishments and the life that he lived, he was considered the father of faith.
也没有像他儿子雅各一样，一生曲折变化，终于被神拣选，叫做以色列。他的后裔就是以色列将来的十二个支派的名字。
And he was nothing like his son Jacob either, who had experienced many things in his life, and eventually being called Israel by God, and who is the father of the 12 tribes of Israel.
一般人认为以撒最有名的是 就是记载在创世纪第二十二章里面的事。
Most people, when they think of Isaac, the most famous story about Isaac is in Genesis chapter 22.
当他的父亲亚伯拉罕接受神的命令，决定要把他儿子以撒献为燔祭给神的时候。
When his father Abraham received instruction from God, and Abraham was bringing Isaac to the mountain, and he was going to prepare Isaac as an offering to be killed for God.
以撒没有丝毫的反抗。
Isaac did not resist.
各位弟兄姐妹，你试想一下。
Brothers and sisters, if you think about that,
以撒那个时候就十几岁。
Isaac was only in his teens.
他的爸爸亚伯拉罕是一百岁生他的，所以那个时候的一百多岁的老人呢。
As Abraham had Isaac when he is 100 years old, so Abraham was already a old man, 100 years plus.
如果他发现他父亲要把他杀死做燔祭的话，他真的要反抗，真的要逃走的话，我相信老父亲怎么追也追不上。
If Isaac decided to resist or decided to run away from his father at the time, I'm sure his elderly father would not be able to stop him and restrain him.
圣经中说，以撒选择顺服。
The Bible tells us that Isaac chose to be obedient.
他顺服他父亲，把他绑起来，放在祭坛上。
He obeyed and he was obedient and did not resist, and he allowed his father to tie him up and place him on the altar.
祭坛上都有很多柴。
And that the altar had all the wood already prepared for
burning. 当他在这个上柴的上面躺的那时候，
as he is laying on the altar,
亚伯拉罕伸手举刀要杀他儿子以撒。
Just as Abraham raised his knife ready to kill his son,
突然有天使对他们说。
Suddenly, an angel appeared and spoke to them.
亚伯拉罕，你不可在这个童子身上下手。
He said to Abraham, "Do not lay your hand on the boy."
你一点不可以害他。
Do not harm him.
现在我知道你是敬畏神的人。
Because I know now that you are a man who fears God.
因为你完全愿意把你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不留下给自己给我，而给我。
Because you're willing to even offer up your only son to me and withhold nothing from me.
这件事情，以撒逃了一命。
And so so Isaac escaped death.
如果你只以为以撒只顺服不反抗，就因此名列信心伟人之列，那你就错了。
If you think that Isaac is listed here as one of the hero of faith purely because of his obedience and his non-resistance to his father Abraham, then you're wrong.
以撒的伟大，真正的伟大，记载在创世纪第二十六章。
The greatness of Isaac was actually recorded in Genesis 26.
以撒继承他父亲亚伯拉罕的产业，神又赐福给他，他就日增月盛，成为当地一个大富的人家。
Isaac received tremendous blessing from God, and he inherited all the wealth of his father Abraham. And the Bible tells us that Isaac continued to grow in his wealth and his stature and his influence in the region.
他曾有成群的牛羊、仆人，田里面有很好的收成，而且还娶了一个很美丽的妻子利百加为妻。
He had a large number of properties. He had flocks. He had grains, and he also has a very beautiful wife, Rebecca.
但是好景不长。
Of course, this did not last.
非利士人嫉妒他，想要打击他，想要赶走他，想要夺取他的田地。
The Philistines, they were envious of his wealth, so they're always plotting to steal or to plunder what he has.
圣经说他们就想出个很恶毒的方法。
The Bible says that they came up with a very evil scheme.
他知道牧养牛羊和田农田灌溉最需要的就是水井，他们就把那个水井塞起来。
They know that in order to sustain a large property and the flocks and fields, they need water source, so the Philistines decided to stop the water source.
那么这样一来，以撒这一大家人和牲畜没有水的话，
And so Isaac and his family, because they don't have any water anymore, they have to pick up and leave.
哪知道这个故事不是这样子发生。
However, the story did not end here.
第一个是以撒的仆人重新把那些挖的填满的井就挖出来，还是一个活水井。
First, when Isaac's servants went back and found the wells that were filled up by the Philistines, they dug down again and water came out from them.
这以色列人就这下子就不来塞井了，就强硬的来霸占这个井，说这个井是在我们这个地盘里面，所以这是我们的。
And so when the Philistines saw that, they decided not to fill up the wells anymore. They would just go and occupy the well, and they claim it for themselves and tell Isaac that you can no longer use them.
以撒听了他的仆人和牧人的报告以后，居然忍让，居然忍耐。
And Isaac, upon hearing the news from his servants and his shepherds, he actually was patient.
他把那口井让给了腓力士人。
He gave up the well and gave it to the Philistines.
他到别的地方去挖第二口井。
He went to another place and he dug another well.
后来他们又把第二口井夺去了。
And then, of course, then the Philistines then also took over the second well.
如果你读圣经，他挖第三口井，居然第三口又是活水井，居然腓力士人又来把它夺去了。
If you read the Bible, you'll see that he then opened up, he dug for a third well, and water came out of it, and the Philistines then again took this third well.
如果你我的话，说，你呀，一次我让你，再次我让你，第三次你再来，我就揍你。
Maybe you and I, if we consider ourselves as patient people, if someone comes over and take over our first well, we said, okay, fine, we'll let you have it. The second one, they come and take over, fine. But perhaps the third time, we're going to have to retaliate.
所以圣经很奇怪,
but the Bible tells us that, interestingly enough, Isaac then went and dug a fourth well.
所有的圣经学者都说神赐给以撒一颗宽广的心。
And so all the Bible commentator says that God gave Isaac a wide open heart. This is not something an ordinary man can accomplish.
我们有血气与肉体。
We have our flesh and we have our emotions.
我一而再，再而三的容忍，还要你再来欺负我吗？
I take a step back once and twice, but I will not allow you to take advantage of me forever.
难道他不会愤恨吗？
Will he not be upset?
就像我刚刚讲，他是个人，有血气，有肉体的。
As I mentioned, he is a man just like you and I. He has his flesh and he has his emotions.
各位弟兄姊妹，答案请你看一看，好不好？
Well, what is the answer? Sisters, let's take a look.
创世纪26章第2节到第3节，我们来看看这个答案。
Genesis chapter 26, verses 2 through 6. Let's take a look at the answer.
那个时候告诉耶和华曾经在夜间向
God appeared to Isaac in a vision at night.
而且答应神一定和他同在。
And he promised Isaac that God will be with him.
而且说我会把这个地赐给你和你的后裔。
And he says, I will give you this land to you and your descendants.
各位弟兄们，我们就碰到这个事情。现实是这个事情。 敌人一再一再的欺负我，把我的井一口一口的拿去。
The fact is that I'm faced with an enemy who continues to take over and steal my well.
可是神答应我，他说我和你同在，这个地一定是你和你的后裔。这两件事情似乎有点冲突啊，有点矛盾啊。
However, God's promise was that this will be the land that He will give me. So, do I see contradiction?
所以我觉得以撒为什么是信心的伟人之一？
And so why is Isaac considered one of the heroes of faith?
他信神超过眼前发生的事实。
Because he believed in God's promise more so than what he sees with his own eyes.
神的应许开拓了他的心胸。
God's promise opened up his heart.
神给他一颗宽广的心。
God gave him an open heart.
他就不去计较人给他的难处。
So that he does not have to contend with men.
也不去计较那个人三番四次去夺取他财产这种羞辱。
And he does not feel the need to avenge his own to avenge the shame that would have been associated with his wealth being taken by others.
所以各位弟兄，我今天我们讲了四个人。
And so, brothers and sisters, we mentioned four people.
大卫, Solomon, 保罗,
David, Solomon, Paul, and Isaac.
他们没有一个人不是在困苦中, 神使他宽广。
All of them, through their difficulties and sufferings, God gave them an open heart.
请问你, 你是不是在困苦之中?
Are you in a time of difficulties?
请问你, 你是不是心里面有时候，哎呀，神啊，我该怎么做啊？
Are you in a situation where you're asking God, wondering, God, how should I proceed?
请问你有时候，你说我的信心大呢，还是我的环境这么恶劣？哪一样事情，神啊，你要来掌权，你要来帮助我？
Maybe you're in a situation where you do not know how to make decisions and you're asking God, God, how should I proceed and how should I make decisions? Would you take control and help me?
你想想看, 以撒碰到这么大的难处,
Think about Isaac, who's faced with such great challenge.
他总是因为经历了神向他显现,
but he remembers that he experienced God speaking to him.
他抓住神的应许，说神你会和我同在，答应我将来的一定会荣华富贵，不像现在这么羞辱。
He's reminded that God has promised him that he will give him the land and this will belong to him. So even though in the immediate time, what he sees is that he is being shamed by his enemies.
所以你看，圣经有一个地方形容，好不好？可以，请你看。 希伯来书第11章27节后面
Let's take a look at Hebrews chapter 11 verse 27
希伯来书第11章第27节后面写有一句话形容摩西这个人因为他恒心忍耐如同看见那不能看见的主
Hebrews 11:27 is a description about Moses. And it says, the second part of the verse says, he persevered because he saw him who is God, who is invisible.
所以以撒也是这样的,是他神赐给他一个宽广的心,他就恒心忍耐。
Similarly, Moses was one who has this wide open heart that God gave him so that he has the ability to persevere.
他看见了看不见的主,
He saw the God who cannot be seen.
他的仆人和他的牧人有没有看见这个主?
His servants, his shepherds, could not see the God.
这个故事最后的我们结束，我告诉你。
What's the end of the story?
在创世纪26章最后，以撒的仆人又去挖出两口活水井。
At the end of Genesis chapter 26, Isaac's servants then dug two more wells.
非利士人就对他起了非常敬畏之心。
And so the Philistines then all of a sudden had a heart of fear towards Isaac.
因为在沙漠中挖出一口活水就极其困难，居然他们一共加起来挖了五口井。
Because it is very extremely difficult to dig a well and to have flowing water come out of it in the desert, and they see that Isaac's was able to dug up from the first to the last a total of five wells.
所以菲利士王亚比米勒带领他的军长就跑到以撒那里对他说。
And so the Philistine king Abimelech then brought his generals and they came to Isaac.
他们我们明明看着耶和华和你同在了。
He says, we see clearly now that the Lord Jehovah was with you.
不如我们两下互相启示，互相立约，我们变成好朋友，好不好？
So why don't we make a covenant between us and that we will always be friendly towards one another?
换句话说，连敌人都看见神和他以撒同在，因为以撒很神奇的挖出这么多活水井来。
Because they recognize that in order for Isaac to dig up all these wells is because the Lord Jehovah was with him.
当然这圣经没有讲那个那些人腓力斯有没有把他锦还给他，没有，大概是没有。
The Bible did not say and specify whether or not they returned those previous wells that they occupied, but I don't think they did.
但是这个事以后，如果你们读创世纪二十六章最后的二十四、二十五两节。
If you read Genesis chapter 26, verses 24 and 25,
耶和华再一次，最后一次，向以撒显现。
The Lord once again appeared to Isaac.
他悦纳以撒的忍耐、容让和宽广的心。
He accepted and was pleased with Isaac's heart of perseverance and his wide open heart. And so God was pleased with that.
我在网络上看了一个故事，非常觉得没半意思。我跟你们用五分钟、六分钟把它讲完。
I read a story that I found to be very interesting from the internet, and I like to take this last few minutes to share it with you.
很能够和这个故事能够配合的。
The story fits very well with what we just read.
很久以前，有一个人从挪威。到法国的巴黎来。
There was a man from Norway who traveled to Paris.
他是个年轻人，他是一个小提琴家。
He was a young man and he was a violinist.
他背了他家了他的小提琴，坐了船到了法国巴黎。
So he carried his violin and he took a ship and he went to Paris.
他报考当时很有名的。法国巴黎国家音乐学院。
And so he went and he wanted to get admission to a very well-known and very famous conservatory and a national conservatory in Paris.
当他应考的时候，并没有发出他最好的水准。
And when he was auditioning, he did not play to his usual level.
所以三个人选了以后，就两票对一票，他就没有被录取。
And so the auditioners that voted, and it was two against one, and he was not accepted.
这个年轻人心里面很沮丧。
And so the young man was very depressed.
他身上也没什么钱了。
He had not much money left.
他就走出来到音乐院不远的一个很繁华的街道上，找了一棵大树，就在树下，他又打开了琴盖，要拉小提琴。
And so he walked out of the conservatory, and he went to an area where there are a lot of foot traffic, and he found a tree. Underneath the tree, he opened up his violin case, and he was about to play.
他在这个琴树下拉了曲之后，一曲又一曲，逐渐逐渐，许多的行人都驻足在你聆听他拉这些小提琴。
And as he started playing his violin underneath this large tree, one song after another, then slowly there's a crowd that gathered around him.
他拉的实在很棒，所以很多人越来越多，越来越多，越来越多。
Because he played very well, and so the crowd got larger and larger.
最后他就捧起地上那个空的琴盒，就向人走一圈的时候，许多人就掏出钱来。把钱放在他的琴盒里面。
And so when he was done, he picked up his violin case and he went around the crowd asking for donations. And because he played so well, many of the pedestrians decided to give him some donations.
但是有个无赖，无赖，我不知道这个无赖怎么讲，就是很鄙夷的，就拿出五毛钱的硬币丢在他脚前。
But one of the person, he took a nickel out of his pocket and just tossed it at the foot of the violinist.
不是 nickel, 半块钱，就是五毛钱了啊，也蛮贵，对的。
50 cents.
Yeah, 50 cents. 对对。
Half dollar.
他就深深的看了这个无赖一眼，他想了想，他就弯下腰捡起这个钱币，就递给这个无赖，说先生。这是你的钱掉在地上。
And so he saw this half dollar being dropped at his foot. He looked at this person. He then bent down and picked up this money and he handed back to the man and he says, "Mister, you dropped some money."
这无赖就拿起钱来，又重新丢了他的脚前。
But this person took back the coin and tossed it back again.
就很傲慢的对他说：“这个钱已经是你的，你必须收下。”
And with a haughty voice, he says, well, this is your money, you should take it and keep it.
这个年轻的音乐家再次看了一眼。
And this young musician once again stared back at this man.
首先举个躬说谢谢你。
And he bowed to him and he says, thank you, sir.
就去把这个硬币去捡起来。
So he went and he picked up this coin.
然后把这硬币也丢到他的脚前。
And he tossed the coin back into the man's, by the man's foot.
他说先生，刚才你掉了钱，我帮你捡起来。现在我的钱掉在地上，你也请你帮我把它捡起来。
He says, sir, you dropped the coin earlier. I picked it up to return it for you. But now I dropped my coin. Would you pick it up and return it to me?
这个年轻的无赖哦。 意外被他这个意外之举震撼住了。And
of course, this man was shocked to see this reaction.
旁边好几个人吼着，捡起来，捡起来，捡起来。And
so the crowd actually, the crowd called out, "Pick it up, pick it up."
他看了一看，这么多人叫他捡起来，这么好凶的样子啊，他就无可奈何捡起来。 放在琴盒里面，然后灰溜溜的走了，灰溜溜的走了。And so
the man saw that the crowd was against him, so he then picked it up and then he put that coin back into the violin case, and then he just kind of went away.
围观的人群里面有一双眼睛一直默默从头到尾看这一幕戏。But
during all this happenings, there were a pair of eyes that were just observing.
他就是刚刚主持年轻人考试的主考官。And
this was one of the men who was the judge at the audition.
他就上去拍了拍这个年轻人，说：“你可不陪我一起回到我们的音乐学院去？”And
he went to this young musician and he said to him, "Would you return to the conservatory with me?"
他一看，哦，原来就是刚刚我的主考官。
He looked around. Oh, this was one of the judges.
后来他们安排下一次有一个机会再补考一次。And
so they arranged for him to have a second audition.
最后，法国巴黎学国家音乐学院终于录取了他。And
so finally, this National Conservatory in Paris accepted him.
他三年以后毕业于这个音乐学院。Three years
later, he graduated.
他的名字叫 Bill Sardine.
His name is Bill Sardine.
是挪威那个时候最有名的音乐学家。Became
the most famous violinist from Norway at the time.
不是violinist，他最有名是作曲家。他的 violin 反而没什么有名。He
became one of the most famous composer from Norway. Actually, he wasn't known for his violin.
他有一个很有名的代表作是小提琴和钢琴的二重奏，挺起你的胸膛。
And he has a very famous piece. It's a duet for a violin and a piano, and the title is
挺起你胸膛，我不知道怎么讲。Broaden
up your shoulder.
Okay. 各位弟兄姊妹，当我们陷到生活里面低谷的时候，有时候会遭遇一些无端的蔑视、歧视，还被人误会。In
our lifetimes, there are occasions that where we will be misunderstood by others, or maybe we will be looked down upon by others.
甚至被人看不起。
And so we would be disparaged by others.
当时我们处于生活的担子，苦苦挣扎的时候，甚至会被人肆意践踏我们的尊严。
But sometimes even as we're struggling to maintain our life, there are others who are just eyes with ridicule.
就像我刚刚讲过，我们有肉体，我们有血气，我们的本能就是针锋相对，跟着奋起反抗。As
I mentioned earlier, we are men of flesh, and we have our own emotions, and our natural reaction may be that we need to defend ourselves, or we need to get into a fight.
可是往往招致了更多的冲突和更多的不屑。But
of course, a lot of times that results in more conflicts and also more difficulties.
倒不如用宽广的心胸去展示我们的品格和维护我们的尊严。If
we can have an open heart in order to respond, and that we may be able to better maintain our dignity.
那时候你发现的邪实在不能胜正。
And at that moment, you will realize that evil can never overcome good.
你会发现，弯下的是你的腰，拾起来的是你的尊严。
So maybe you have to bend your, bend down of your dignity, but you will pick it back up.
各位弟兄们，弯下腰才是真正的成熟。
If we can bend our back and we can really take the burden,
放下你的身段才是真正的温柔。
Then we will be able to not worry so much about our dignity, but what we obtain is our gentleness.
主耶稣说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。那个地土是讲天国的地土。
The Bible says that the gentle-hearted will receive the kingdom of heaven.
我最后一个结论是，逃避不一定是躲得过。
You may want to run away, but you may not be able to hide from it.
面对不一定是最难受的。
You have to stand up against the situation. That may not be the worst.
孤单不一定是不快乐。
You may feel alone, but that may not be unhappy.
得到不一定是能够长久的。
You may have received something, but that may not last for too long.
失去不一定是不再有了。
You might have lost something, but it's not forever.
转身不见得是最懦弱的。
You might have to turn your back on something, but that doesn't mean that you're a coward.
弯腰不见得是没有你的尊严。
You might have to bend down, but that doesn't mean you lost your dignity.
各位弟兄姊妹，人生有时候进一步是波涛汹涌。
Brothers and sisters in life, sometimes it's as if you live in a storm.
退一步反而是海阔天空。
But if you're able to take a step and have a good perspective, you'll see that the sky is still blue.
神会赐给他的儿女一颗宽广的心。
God will give His children an open, wide open heart.
如果你肯谦卑、顺服、温柔和降服在神的面前。
If you can be humbled, if you can be obedient and be submissive before the Lord,
你肯放下你的身段。
If you can put aside your own pride,
这一颗宽广的心配上了从神来的智慧的话。
If you receive this wide open heart along with the wisdom from God,
就是你在世上处世为人的海阔天空。
Then you will be able to face all the things in this world with a good perspective.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，当我们听见你给所罗门王极大的聪明智慧和他广大的心。
Father, as we read about the scripture about you granting King Solomon wisdom and also a broad and open heart,
我们也谢谢你今天用这些话语再次勉励我们众人。
We thank you that you use these words to remind us and encourage us.
我们学会不是只是向你求智慧，只是向你求财富、房子或者是车子等等。
We learn that in our lives, what we ask for are not to be limited to our health or wealth or house.
我让我们向你求，主啊，求你给我们一个广大的、宽宏的心。
When we learn to ask for a wide open heart,
我们可以用这个心去传福音。
With that heart, we can share the gospel.
我们又可以用这个心去容纳那些世上的罪人。然后和他们把你福音的好处和他们分享。
With that heart, we can go and share your gospel and your goodness to those sinners in this world.
我们可以用这个广大宽宏的心，在世人面前为你做最好的见证。
And with this kind of open heart, we can have a good testimony before all men.
主啊，的确如此，我们退一步才是海阔天空。
Indeed, Lord, we need to be able to step back and be able to have the proper perspective.
但是我们曾几何时几次三番的都和人家正面的冲突。
Too often, our natural reaction is to have a direct conflict with others.
主啊，求你拿去我们的肉体和我们的血气。
Father, allow us to put aside that pride that we have.
让你的温柔在我们里面做奇妙的工作。
Allow your gentleness to work within our hearts.
以至于我们外面能够顺服，能够和人一起体贴他们的软弱。
So that we may be able to learn and have compassion and also identify with those who are weak.
我们看别人比自己强。
And we may learn to see others as better than ourselves.
也不再单顾自己的好处，也顾别人的好处。
Not only are we concerned about our own welfare, but also we're concerned about others' welfare.
主啊，你的儿女就是现在在你面前有一生的学习，来让你自己主耶稣基督的生命在我们里面活出来。
Lord, your children, as your children, we want to learn, and we know, Lord, that you know that our desire is to have our Lord Jesus Christ to live out in our lives.
主，这个人生不是这么容易，就是一成不变的去做出来。
Life is not mundane, and it is not something that we just it's not a humdrum type of life that we live.
乃是要你，真是让我们有宽广的心，能够吸取你给我们的智慧。
But Lord, give us that wide open heart so we may be able to learn from your wisdom.
谢谢你今天用这些话语再次的激励我们众人。
We thank you for your words and for its encouragement.
我们这样感谢祷告祈求。
We thank you.
And
we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.